USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed into Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Your credit score is about to change, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. I'm Chris Barnes.
John Carlin, known for his multiple roles on the long-running 60s and 70s show Dark Shadows and his portrayal of Harvey Lacey on the show Cagney and Lacey, has passed away. Carlin was a regular on police shows, guest starring on programs like Barnaby Jones, Hawaii Five-O, Mannix Police Story, and Hill Street Blues. The actor was 86. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Retail Federation reports that Americans will be spending a record $17.2 billion, yes, that's with a B, on the Super Bowl this year. John Clemens reports.
As the 49ers prepare to face the Chiefs for the Super Bowl in Miami, the National Retail Federation reports the strongest sales figures of nearly 194 million adults spending an average $88.65. I spoke to Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation in Washington.
While most consumers are planning to buy some food and beverages, whether they're planning to attend a Super Bowl party or throw one themselves, drinks and entertainment are a big part of this event. But about 11% say they will buy team apparel or accessories, decorations, or, you know, a new furniture set to watch the game from.
I'm John Clemens.
Walmart says it's testing higher wages for new hourly positions at 500 of its U.S. stores. The nation's largest private employer, which operates about 4,700 Walmart stores in the U.S., says they're raising their starting hourly wages to $12 an hour. The move comes as Walmart is under pressure to improve customer service. This still lags behind other rivals like Target, as they've announced a plan to raise starting hourly wages to $15 an hour by the end of the year. Amazon led the pack, raising their minimum wage for hourly workers to $15 an hour in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.